But Hunt wasn't just plain folks when it came to his opposition to John F. Kennedy. As Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson moved toward their showdown at the 1960 convention in Los Angeles, Hunt thought to put his thumb on the scale. At that time, the largest Protestant church in America was the First Baptist Church of Dallas, with some 25,000 members, including Hunt and his wife Ruth. The leader of that church was W.A. Criswell, a man with strident political views often referred to as the father of the religious right. As the Democrat convention approached, Criswell gave a rousing sermon where he said that Kennedy was unfit to be president because he was a Roman Catholic. "Roman Catholicism is not a religion," he said. "It's a political tyranny. If John F. Kennedy is elected, religious liberty will die in America." Hunt liked this sermon, so he had it reproduced and sent anonymously to 200,000 Protestant ministers and community leaders across the country, with the hope that they would reject Kennedy and tell their congregations or friends to do the same. As to its effect, this effort was too late to derail the Kennedy campaign, which won the nomination in LA on the first vote. But it did demonstrate Hunt's willingness to be a behind-the-scenes player in national politics.